Yeah, we're going to start off with some football this hour. Bafana Bafana boss Hugo Broos says his team, his rules ahead of World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Benin. Now, Broos was responding to calls that some of his squad selections are influenced by external pressure and that he does favour other clubs over others. Now, Bafana Bafana face Lesotho in Polokwane, New Peter Mokaba Stadium on Friday, 6 p.m. start. But Mr. Broos makes it very clear that he's the boss when it comes to team selection.
And you can tell what you want 100 times in a paper, in a newspaper or radio or television or whatever. If I don't want to call up the player, I will not call them up. They are here because they deserve it, not because one or another journalist or chairman or whatever wants that they are with the national team.
Yeah, so this one comes after, of course, there was no Kaizer Chiefs player in the Bafana Bafana squad. Usually we have Rushin Dothli in the mix there. Bryce Vuma is usually in the mix there. But this time around, not even one Kaizer Chiefs player, which is fair because all of them have been absolutely rubbish. So, coach, we stand with you. Now, the race to become the world's sports most powerful figure has entered the finishing straight, with the IOC members in Greece set to elect a new president for the first time since 2013 today. Now, the winner will replace Thomas Bach and become just the 10th person to hold the highest office in sports, taking a role for at least the next 8 years. Lord Sebastian Coe is the highest profile contender. Other candidates, Jordanian Prince Faisal Al Hussein and African star Kirsty Coventry.
I'm staying in my lane like a true athlete, feeling and living off the energy and the momentum, and let's just get through to tomorrow. My message would be just to recognize that this is an important time for our movement and to really think about what they want the movement to be represented by.
Yeah, so this time tomorrow we will have a new IOC president. The top three, as mentioned, Sebastian Coe, we have Kirsty Coventry, and then the vice president of the IOC, the Spanish businessman, are the top three candidates if you look at the polls. And then rugby news, the Springbok and Stormers hooker Joseph Dweba has joined Gallagher Premiership outfit Exeter Chiefs ahead of the 25-26 season. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shabalala.